Stand tall, Molly Lou Mellon. Molly Lou Mellon stood just taller than her dog and was the shortest girl in the first grade. But she didn't mind. Her grandma had told her, "Walk as proudly as you can, and the world will look up to you." And so she did. Molly Lou Mellon had buck teeth that stuck out so far she could stack pennies on them. She didn't mind. Her grandma had told her, "Smile big, and the world will smile right alongside you." And so she did.
Whoa!
Yep. Molly Lou Mellon had a voice that sounded like a bullfrog being squeezed by a boa constrictor. But she didn't mind. Her grandma had told her, "Sing out clear and strong, and the world will cry tears of joy." And so she did. Well, she sings so sweet. All these insects and frogs and animals, they come and listen to her. Molly Lou Mellon was often fumble-fingered. She didn't mind. Her grandma had told her, "Believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you too." And so she did. Then Molly Lou Mellon moved to a new town. She had to say goodbye to her grandma and all of her friends and start in a new school. On the first day of school, Ronald Durkin called her Shrimpo in gym class. And then when the game started, Molly Lou Mellon caught the football and ran under the legs of Ronald Durkin and scored a touchdown. And all the children thought, "Wow, she's good." And Ronald Durkin felt very foolish.
Daddy,
yeah?
Does she have no hair on?
That's a helmet. She's got a helmet on. It's a football helmet. See, that's the football.
Her eye.
And that's her helmet. On the second day of school, Ronald Durkin called her Bucky Tooth Beaver. Molly Lou Mellon took out her pennies and stacked 10 high on her teeth and smiled as big as day. And all the children smiled with glee, and Ronald Durkin felt very foolish. On the third day of school, Ronald Durkin said, "You sound like a sick duck. Honk, honk." Molly Lou Mellon sang out a quack so clear and strong that it made Ronald Durkin somersault backward and hit his head and have to go to the nurse, and all the children cried with joy to be free of Ronald Durkin for the rest of the afternoon, and Ronald Durkin felt very foolish. On the fourth day of school, Ronald Durkin said that she'd made the snowflake all wrong, but Molly Lou Mellon opened up her paper and revealed the most beautiful snowflake of all. And all the children oohed and ahed, even Ronald. On the fifth day of school, Ronald Durkin brought Molly Lou Mellon a stacking penny for her tooth and smiled at her. Is that nice?
Mm-hmm.
And that night, Molly Lou Mellon took out a pencil and paper and wrote a letter to her grandma. "Dear Grandma, I wanted to tell you that everything you told me was exactly right. Love, Molly Lou Mellon."
And she's a grandma now.
I think that's her grandma. That's her grandma's cat.